Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, Torino Film Festival. I'm here with Michela Gonzalo. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Director of La Chica Nueva, The New Girl, which is in competition here in Torino. Your film is a film about this girl, this new girl, that moves, that goes to visit her brother and find a job, and then is like involved into this fight for job rights and for a better way of life, of living. So it's a very political film, which has a very strong feminine character. Many female good characters, actually.
Thank you.
So what brought you to tell us this story? So which was the spark that started everything?
The main spark, it was that I really wanted to tell a story about someone that wants to be included in this world and show how difficult it is. This world is easy if you are included. But if you're not, if you don't have a job, if you don't have a family that supports you, it's really hard to get inside. So mm-hmm. I wanted to tell the story about a girl, because for young girls in Argentina and in Latin America, it's very difficult to be included in the laboral world.
Mm-hmm. And you also choose a specific part of Argentina to tell us the story. So we are not in Buenos Aires. We're not in a big city. You selected a specific area. Why?
I wanted to tell a story in Patagonia without the landscape, because everyone knows Patagonia because of the lakes, the mountains, which are extremely beautiful.
Yeah.
But over there are also many factories that are not being seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a very interesting evolution of the character in terms of her consciousness of herself. So at the beginning of the film, she's much more timid, she's much more close in herself, she doesn't know what to do, and she builds up this new consciousness throughout the film through difficult times. How does this story build in your head? I mean, how the development of her character was created?
Okay, I started working when I was really young, and I come from a working class family, and it's quite the story of me and a lot of other women that realize that the fight was together and not alone and not individual. So in that area, it's a very feminist film, but it's a story about, I think, that the women in the world that perhaps at the beginning you think that you have to fight by yourself, but the actual fight is all together. If not, it won't be any change.
And this is actually the same concept that created the workers' unions, you know? I mean, the workers' unions were made for that. And in the film you show this, how difficult was it to put everybody together, to all the workers together, in order to fight against the owner that wanted to close the deal, that wanted to close the factory, that wanted to cut down some salaries and everything. So, was there any specific real thing that happened in your life, or some people that you know that were included as an inspiration to tell us the story?
Yes, quite. The last years in Argentina, we had an awful present, and there were a lot of despidos, unemployment.
Yeah.
So I went to a few manifestations, and they throw us gas, and they were with guns. So it's pretty sad, but that's what they were doing.
So this was the fact that the workers were used and not listened to was something
yes.
that happened actually in your life. Listen, I wanted to ask you, how difficult it is to shoot in Patagonia weather-wise? Because your film
conveys
coldness. you know, the coldness of the nature is really tangible.
Yes, and Rio Grande, it's one of the latest cities in the world. It's particularly windy. That's why you can hear a lot of wind in the movie. It was hard, but people are really warm.
Mm-hmm.
People over there. The movie is shot in an actual taking factory with the workers that took that factory, and they are really warm, and the local government was really supportive with the film. Even we had no budget, and we still have no budget, but it was,
yeah,
they were really...
It works anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. How long was the shooting?
4 weeks and a half.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you have enough time. Not much, but enough
Never
time.
Enough time.
Never enough, of course. You know, the directors always want to add more weeks. I know that. Well, thanks a lot, Michela Gonzalo, the director of La Chica Nueva, for having been with us. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.